Hi everyone, it's Lara, and last week we started going through the Psalms because we're going to finish studying all of the Psalms this year. I thought that I was going to record two podcasts every week, but when I thought about it, there's a couple of reasons why I decided to just do one every week. First, I don't want to get overwhelmed with all the things that I have to do and then start being inconsistent with the podcast. And second, this allows me a week for me to ponder and think about the Psalms that we read every week. So I thought it would be a better idea if I just went ahead and did it once a week. So what we'll do is I'll go ahead and read my reflections, and then I will read the Psalms that we are going to be pondering for the upcoming week. We have all encountered them. We have seen how some people repeatedly cheat the system, and yet they seem to be rewarded instead of punished. These people came to mind when I pondered Psalms 1 to 3 this week. To me, it seems like some people can get away with murder, but if I turn right on red, I'm immediately pulled over and given a ticket. This week's selection made me think twice about those lucky enough to evade punishments on earth, though they continue to do evil daily. I know God sees all, and I know that God knows our hearts. He can and does weed out those who do wrong. He knows each person that lies, cheats, and steals. God is not fooled. It is as simple to him as throwing wheat in the wind. God knows the hearts of the wicked, and he knows the hearts of the faithful. Psalm 2 made me chuckle a bit, as I know God has a funny sense of humor. In my study Bible, it spoke of a plot by kings and princes to find a way of destroying the shackles that God has on them. The translation in the Message Bible says, "The God deniers, the Messiah defiers, state they should get free of God and cast loose from the Messiah." As if it were so simple. As if God would say to his creation, "You have vested me." And then God laughs. I don't know about you, but if God is laughing, I would hope that he is laughing with me and not against me. Imagine the audacity, the sheer ignorance that some people have, thinking that they can somehow fool God or beat God in this lifetime. This is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Sure, he gives us free will. He wants our love. He wants our trust in him, but don't confuse it. Don't lie to yourself. He doesn't need these things. God does not require anything from us. We do not make God stronger with our praise or smaller with our disobedience. Today's world is full of those who mock God, full of those that have decided that God doesn't even exist. And that stubborn attitude
That stance they have chosen to take against God is not crippling our Creator. People only hurt themselves when they choose not to believe. When we choose to believe in God and we open our hearts to our Father in heaven, we are choosing to accept the blessings that He showers us with. When we choose to believe in God's goodness and love, we open our world to new and exciting possibilities. When we allow God to place our steps, we may find ourselves going down a path that we may have not gone down if we made the decision on our own. His plan for us is always better than what we think our plan should be. We have to allow ourselves to sleep and wake with Him, to always rely on Him for everything. If we do, even if our lives aren't perfect, we will find meaning and happiness and comfort and even blessings through life's ups and downs. I hope to hear from you guys. I hope to hear what you thought this week with Psalms 1, 2, and 3. And I give you another assignment. We have to read Psalms 4, 5, and 6 this week. And I will gladly read them for you. We'll be reading from three different Bibles today. The first one will be Psalms 4, 5, and 6 from the Catholic Personal Study Edition Bible. Answer when I call, my saving God. In my troubles, you cleared away. Show me favor, hear my prayer. How long will you people mock my honor? Love what is worthless, chase after lies. Know that the Lord works wonders for the faithful. The Lord hears when I call out. Tremble and do not sin. Upon your beds ponder in silence. Offer fitting sacrifice and trust in the Lord. Many say, may we see better times. Lord, show us the light of your face. But you have given my heart more joy than they have when grain and wine abound. In peace, I shall both lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me secure. Hear my words, O Lord. Listen to my sighing. Hear my cry for help, my King, my God. To you I pray, O Lord. At dawn you will hear my cry. At dawn I will plead before you and wait. You are not a God who delights in evil. No wicked person finds refuge with you. The arrogant cannot stand before you. You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who speak falsely. Murderers and deceivers the Lord abhors. But I can enter your house because of your great love. I can worship in your holy temple because of my reverence for you, Lord. Guide me in your justice because of my foes. Make straight your way before me. For there is no sincerity in their mouths. Their hearts are corrupt. Their throats are open graves. On their tongues are subtle lies. Declare them guilty, Lord. Make them fall by their own devices. Drive them out for their many sins. They have rebelled against you. Then all who take refuge in you will be glad and forever shout for joy. Protect them, that you may be the joy of those who love your name. For you, Lord, bless the just. You surround them with favor like a shield. Do not reprove me in your anger, Lord, nor punish me in your wrath. Have pity on me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are trembling. In utter terror is my soul, and you, Lord, how long? Turn, Lord, save my life. In your mercy, rescue me. For who among the dead remembers you? Who praises you in Seol? I am wearing with sighing. All night long, tears drench my bed. My couch is soaked with weeping. My eyes are dim with sorrow, worn out because of all my foes. Away from me, all who do evil. The Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my prayer. The Lord takes up my plea. My foes will be terrified and disgraced. All will fall back in sudden shame. The next version I'm going to read is from The Message. This is the Bible in contemporary language. Verses 4, 5, and 6. When I call, give me answers. God, take my side. Once in tight places you gave me room. Now I'm troubled again. Grace me, hear me. You rabble, how long do I put up with your scorn? How long will you lust after lies? How long will you live crazed by illusion? Look at this, look. Who got picked by God? He listens the split second I call him. Complain if you must, but don't lash out. Keep your mouth shut and let your heart do the talking. Build your case before God and wait for his verdict. Why is everyone hungry for more? More, more, they say. More, more. I have God more than enough. More joy in one ordinary day than they get in all their shopping sprees. At day's end, I'm ready for sound sleep. For you, God, have put my life back together. Listen, God. Please pay attention. Can you make sense of these ramblings, my groans and cries? King God, I need your help every morning. You hear me at it again. Every morning, I lay out the pieces of my life on your altar and watch for fire to descend. You don't socialize with the wicked or invite evil over as your house guest. Hot air boasters collapse in front of you. You shake your head over mischief makers. God destroys lie speakers. Bloodthirsty and truth bender disgust you. And here I am, your invited guest. It's incredible. I enter your house. Here I am, prostrating in your inner sanctum, waiting for directions to get me safely through enemy lines. Every word they speak is a landmine. Their lungs breathe out poison gas. Their throats are gaping graves. Their tongue slick as a mudslide. Pile on the guilt, God. Let their so-called wisdom wreck them. Kick them out. They've had their chance. But you'll welcome us with open arms when we run for cover to you. Let the party last all night. Stand guard over our celebration. You are famous, God, for welcoming God's seekers, for decking us out in delight. Please, God, no more yelling. No more trips to the woodshed. Treat me nice for a change. I'm so starved for affection. Can't you see I'm black and blue, beat up badly in bones and soul? God, how long will it take for you to let up? Break in, God, and break up this fight. If you love me at all, get me out of here. I'm no good to you dead, am I? I can't sing in your choir if I'm buried in some tomb. I'm tired of all this, so tired. My bed has been floating 40 days and nights on the flood of my tears. My mattress is soaked, soggy with tears. The sockets of my eyes are black holes. Nearly blind, I squint and grope. Get out of here, you devil's crew. At last, God has heard my sighs. My requests have all been granted. My prayers are answered. Cowards, my enemies disappear. Disgraced, they turn tail and run. And the last version I'm going to read is from the Clear Word Bible. So Psalms 4, 5, and 6 from the Clear Word Bible. Please listen to me, Lord. You are my defender. You have been kind to me before, so listen to my plea and be kind to me again. How long will you people insult me and turn my honor into shame? How long will you make all these slanderous remarks about me? Have you forgotten that the Lord counts only those who commit themselves to do right at His? I have committed myself to do that, so I know the Lord will hear me. Stop slandering others. Stand in awe of the Lord. Commune with your own heart when you lie down at night. Offer the sacrifice of obedience to the Lord and trust Him. Many pray, Lord, bless us, smile on us, and be good to us. They never seem to have enough of the good things in life. I prayed for His presence in my life, and He gave me more joy than I expected. He gave me a joy that no harvest of grain or grapes could ever bring. I will lie down in peace at night and sleep because the Lord will watch over me and keep me from harm. Please listen to me, Lord. Please listen to my inner groanings. O Lord, listen to my cry for help. You are my God and King. Where else can I go? Lord, you will hear my voice every morning. Before sunrise, I will pray to you and look for your answer. You are not a God who finds crime and violence entertaining. Evil finds no place in your presence. Pride is offensive to you, and you recoil at the sight of wickedness. You will not give the gift of eternal life to liars, to those who thrive on violence, or to those who take advantage of others. Yet, you love everyone, including me, and it's only because you love me that I am able to love you in return. That's why I will continue to worship you in your holy temple and testify to your mercy. Lord, I have so many enemies and obstacles to face. Help me know your way and give me strength to follow it and do what is right. Lord, it seems as if I can't trust anyone anymore or lean on others for help. Because I'm king, everyone flatters me and says what they think I want to hear. Following their advice would not be wise. Oh God, I know that you condemn dishonesty, and that flatterers will suffer the consequences of what they say. They're sinning against you because in their hearts, they're really selfish and rebellious. But everyone who trusts what you say and follows through on it will shout for the joy it brings their heart. You will defend and protect him, and he will be grateful and love you all the more. Lord, I know you bless those who love and obey you. Your love surrounds them like a shield. Lord, don't be upset with me. Don't discipline me for my sins and misbehavior. I'm exhausted, Lord, and have no more strength. Please, help me. Heal me and give me strength because I'm worn down to my bones. Even my soul seems scared and confused. Lord, how long will you wait before you come and help me? Please come to my rescue and save me. For your reputation's sake, be merciful to me. When I die, I can't serve you anymore. When I'm in the grave, how can I praise your goodness? Lord, I'm even too tired to ask you for help. I go to bed groaning inside, and during the night, my pillow becomes soaked with tears. My eyesight is getting worse because of all I'm going through. I'm aging faster than my peers. I wish these wicked people would just leave me alone. The Lord knows my pain and sorrow, and he will answer my prayers. Yes, the Lord will hear my groaning, and he will give me the help and strength I need. My enemies will be ashamed of what they have done. They'll be disgraced and filled with shame. Okay, so we have three different versions, three different ways that we can think about the next three psalms. So I hope that you will ponder them with me. And if you feel it, you can send me a message, and hopefully we'll be able to have a discussion. When we listen to each other and when we hear how God talks to us in our daily prayers, we can help someone else. Sometimes just hearing how someone else understood the passage can offer guidance, can offer comfort to others who may not have been able to hear God in the way that you did. So I thank you for taking the time to listen to me, and I hope to hear from you soon. We'll be back to discuss these three verses from Psalms next week. Until then, be blessed.